today is a little, it's a little bit of a blue day because it's rainy here, and but that's appropriate because we're talking to someone who's affiliated with Our Lady's Blue Army, right?
That's right.
Kristen
and the
Stravinsky.
World. Yes, Kristen is here. Are you there, Kristen?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
how
you're
are
so
you?
Welcome. Yeah, oh, no, no. Thank you. Thank you for what you do, spreading this devotion to the Sacred Heart and to the enthronement, which, you know,
I
I'm still surprised.
Promoting it.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm still really surprised that people, lifelong Catholics and what I consider really devoted and devout Catholics who are still not as familiar with these home enthronements. But before we start, I just want to say, Kristen, bear with me. I want to say a little prayer as we begin the beginning of this section with you. And it is a personal dedication to Jesus. So just everybody pray with me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. But above all, I give you my heart that you may love in me, your Father, and all mankind. And I give you my whole self that you may grow in me so that it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much.
I love it. And especially the one that says, I give you my whole heart. So
I love that. Well, that's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what this devotion is all about. So.
Well, I want to start this section just to talk just very briefly about the devotion itself. I mean, you cannot talk about it without talking about St. Margaret Mary. You know, she's the one that really started. So can you fill in a little bit of background just briefly on this, on her?
Sure. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque had visions of Jesus speaking to her about the Sacred Heart. In fact, in June 1675, Jesus spoke to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque of the Sacred Heart. Jesus stated, "There it is, that heart so deeply in love with men that it spared no proof. No means of proof, wearing itself out until it was utterly spent. All I get back is ingratitude, witness their irrelevances, their sacrileges, their coldness and contempt for me and the sacrament of love. What hurts me most is that hearts dedicated to my service behave in this way, make solemn acts of reparation for the indignities I've received in the Blessed Sacrament while exposed on the altars of the world. And I promise that I shall open my heart to all who honor me in this way. They will feel in all its fullness the power of my love. Don't be afraid. I shall reign in spite of my enemies, in spite of all opposition." And that was from the writings of St. Margaret Mary of Alacoque.
That's
beautiful. At the beginning of the enthronement, that's actually what is read. It's called The Power for Love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that's from St. Margaret Mary of Alacoque. So she kind of began this whole devotion, along with some other saints, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Right, and so that's like, would you say 1675, that was came about?
1675.
Around that,
June.
Yeah. So it's been around for a long time.
And this month is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, so I'm
yes.
so happy that we're sharing this message with everybody.
Oh, yes, I'm actually going to tell my listeners, I'm taking a little bit of a break from my theme this year. My theme, Kristen, this year has been human formation. So we've been talking with different religious in our community on virtues, justice, and talking about things like root sin and things. But today, on this June show, I was like, I have to set all aside to try and speak even more about this home enthronement. So let's just take a second and talk about like your personal story with how you came about to have an enthronement done in your home, Kristen.
Sure. Actually, when I was a teenager, my mom and dad, they had their home enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So it made a great impression upon me and my brothers and sisters. We had the ceremony done in our home by a priest, and it was a joyous occasion. And we were left with the images of Jesus and Mary to be displayed in our home, and there was many graces from that. So because of that, I then had my home enthroned with my young daughter. At the time, she was less than a year, and we had our home enthroned. It was my birthday present to myself, I guess. I asked my husband, "Can I please get our home enthroned for my birthday?"
Oh.
And he said, "Of course." So we had our home enthroned, and we were, you know, newly married and just had this little beautiful daughter. And Monsignor Carter actually did our ceremony in the house. And again, I just was left with that tremendous peace in our home and just love for Jesus in my heart. And so I wanted to share that with other people. And I think when you, one of the graces when you invite others to your home enthronement, they get that in their hearts too and then want to have their home enthroned. So a friend of mine wanted to have their home enthroned then because of the fruit, you know, from being and listening to me talk about my home enthronement. And I saw the people that did this devotion in church after my father had passed. I went to Mass for him, and it happened to be the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And so I was there praying for my father, and I saw the Wodomskis, who brought the statue of Mary to the home prior to the enthronement, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so I spoke to them, and I said, "Are you still doing enthronements? Because I have a friend that would love to have her son." And they said, "You know, Kristen, we they're not feeling well. They weren't sick. They hadn't done one in over a year." And I said, "Oh my goodness. Well, what can I do to help?" So then the next day, because the feast days fall side by side after the Sacred Heart of Jesus on the Friday, the Saturday, the next day was the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I had contacted Ann Scher, who was the World Apostolate of Fatima Home Enthronement Coordinator at that time. And she also lived in Erie, PA. And I said, "Ann, my name is Kristen, and what can I do to help you? I heard you need help with the home enthronement." And so that's kind of how my whole part in all this began.
Right. So do you get to speak on it very much, especially in the month of June? I mean, I know I'm always calling you. I'm knocking on your door each June saying, "Kristen, how's your year been?"
Yes, I do promote the devotion on our, we have a World Apostle to Fatima website, and I receive phone calls, my number's on there. So I talk to, you know, probably about 100 or so people every year in regards to getting their homes enthroned and helping them in their area get that started and established. So whether it be to contact the priest, and we have a kit on our website too. So I lead them in the direction to help them get their home enthroned. But I have spoken the Mariani show last year as well on the radio. So this is my third radio show. So I'm very happy that I can talk to you about that again.
That's awesome. And I want to just take a second and give our call-in number in case anyone has questions about home enthronements to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our number to call in is 855-683-7332. If you have any questions for Kristen about the Sacred Heart and enthronement, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about this devotion. And so now there's one thing since last I talked to you that I didn't really know about. And now I'm in the desire to have it redone. I started reading that sometimes you're doing this every year. You have it renewed. Have you done that?
Yes. Yes. Actually, you are, you know, it's beautiful to renew your ceremony on joyous occasions, on sorrowful occasions. You can renew your consecration to Jesus and Mary. The prayers that you had said at your enthronement can be renewed. You can actually have it conducted again if you wish. I moved, so we had the ceremony conducted again, and I now have 4 children, so they all were able to partake in that ceremony. But to constantly renew yourself, and even if you can, in front of the images in your home, pray the rosary together, and that strengthens your relationship with Jesus. So that's beautiful. Did you have it done again?
No. I've had a see. We're going to get into some of our stories here in a minute. And part of my story is that I've had this very overwhelming feeling that Christ's heart has been calling people into my home. So I've had people live in my house a lot since my enthronement.
Wow.
Some permanent, some temporary. But after having so many visitors, I started to kind of feel that desire to have it done again, kind of as a little bit of a reboot, so to speak.
Yes. No, that's beautiful. And that can certainly be done. So that's awesome. That's awesome that Christ is using your home in that manner with so many people.
It's been such a blessing. And I'll talk about more of those stories here in just a second. But last year when we talked, you had some really amazing stories that you told about really miraculous things that had happened about and around homes and the people who had the Sacred Heart enthronement done. And can you tell us some of those stories? Maybe there's a new one. Maybe there's just still a such amazing way we want to say it again this year.
Sure. Okay, so this year, there's been many enthronements that have occurred, of course. I just recently was at a home, and I was speaking with the woman that was having her home done, and very joyous home, welcoming. And, you know, as I was talking with her, she was sharing about how she has a very distressed relationship with her daughter-in-law, and in fact that she's kind of kept away from her grandchildren and whatnot. So we prayed particularly for that situation, because one of the promises of Jesus is that those that have their home enthroned will have peace in their home. So we were really praying for that intention. Another one is with my own family. I have a sister that I don't see her all the time. When I do see her, it is very joyous. And so my mom, we got together for her birthday, and I did happen to see her. She lives locally, but I don't get to see her all the time. And we took this photo together. And in that photo, it was my sister that recognized it. There was a flash of light in that photo. And it, when you blow it up, it is a the flash of light is the Sacred Heart.
Oh, my goodness.
Her, my mother, and I. So that, to me, was just a beautiful sign. And she recognized it, and then she started reading up more about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So that, to me, was just a very precious gift to my own family. There has been instances where I have been into homes, or they have contacted me in regards to having some spiritual battle going on and evil spirit presence. And in fact, I think I shared this story once before, but I have permission to share it again. So when she had this done in her home, she had some opposition from her husband, who was not a very strong Catholic man. And so at that time, in fact, he wanted to separate from his wife. He didn't want to be in the home. He didn't want to be with her at that time. And so she went ahead and had this done. And he was there, and her stepchildren were there, and they're like, what are we doing? And so I was explaining about Fatima and the home enthronement. And so the husband was listening. I could see that he was listening in. And I said, well, you might be interested in, long time ago, there was tornadoes in our area in Albion, New York. And every home that was enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was untouched, while neighboring homes were completely destroyed. And so the husband said, oh, my goodness, I wrote a book about Albion tornadoes, similar to his father. I can't remember.
Wow.
And I said, oh, my goodness, well, look at this article. So he read the article, and he actually partook in the ceremony. And after that, it was him that thanked his wife because he felt whatever evil was in the home leave, and he felt the peace in the home and started to promote the devotion. So just many, many beautiful graces, and I never know what they're going to be when people have this done in their homes.
Right. Well, I'm going to share a little bit about what's happened in the last year. I guess, yes, definitely, since the last time we spoke. Now, last time we spoke, I had told you that my mother-in-law has come to live with us on a regular basis. And when people say, wow, she seems so different, I can only say, well, that's pretty sure that's the Sacred Heart of Jesus working on her.
Yes.
Because and she's just really transformed and much more content soul than she's ever been. It's really quite beautiful just by living day to day. But I do believe it's that strong presence of Christ in his heart being there. But the other thing that happened
was Christ can do anything, no matter what situation families are in.
Right.
I truly believe that this devotion can transform any situation.
So true. And I want to encourage people that maybe have troubled teens or young adults even, the proverbial mess, to bring them back in. Have the enthronement done. Have them live under your home and love them. Go ahead, Kristen.
That's okay. There's a family that just contacted me recently in our area that has a troubled teen. So as you were saying that, it just reminded me, we're going to actually have that enthronement done at the beginning of July. And so with that, her teen was getting into some satanic things into her home. So she really wants to have this done with her family. And They were off to college and they kind of were led astray. So I know that this is going to help this family in particular as well. So I can't wait to share, if you have me on again, more stories.
Yes. It's probably going to be an annual thing. I feel certain of that. And each year I kind of want to build on what we're actually making it a little ease of access for people to actually get a home enthronement kit and be able to invite their favorite deacon or pastor. I believe a deacon is just awesome too, which is going to be in my home this weekend. That's why I started thinking about that. He doesn't know yet, but he will.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pray for you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you. Just to renew it. Just to renew it. Yes. About it's been over a year now that my brother came to live with us. He lives out in California. And just been, you know, falling on rough times with not having a job. And when he came to us, you kind of tell there's like a disorientation, just an unsurety about him. And it was so we just happily welcomed into our home. And I must say that he is not a particular person of faith, you know, because God puts us in families where we have people that can pray for us.
Sure.
And he lived with us for 11 months. And during that time, the transformation I saw was truly of his heart. I came to know him better and to see the goodness and kindness and remind him who he was in Christ. Of course, I'm not telling him like that. I'm like, you are. And I would remind him who he was and all these really beautiful things about himself. And he got a part-time job and worked and was just an awesome uncle to my children and helped around the house and cooked for us. He loves to cook. And he just one day, 11 months later, announced that, you know, it was time for him to return. And he was going to get his little part-time job back that he had over there and just get back to looking at his permanent job. So when I spoke to him after he returned, the life in him was just completely different. We both did kind of talk about it being a proverbial reboot for him. He knew who he was. He knew what he wanted. He knew what it was going to take to accomplish his goals. And I really, really attribute that to the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in my home, to really try and remind him who he was in Christ and launch him back out into the deep, so to speak.
I agree. I think that we just have no idea the amount of graces and love that is poured out through the Sacred Heart of Jesus onto every single family member, every single person that enters our home. That's awesome.
Yes, so true. I want to just take a second. When people are like, you know, Pam, you're talking about this enthronement, but, you know, what does that really mean? Because the word enthronement doesn't make a lot of sense in these modern times because we don't have any thrones and stuff like that. So I want to just take a second of the what profoundly touched me. And Kristen, if you'd share, you know, kind of for you as well. But for me, it was declaring Jesus Christ the head and the heart of that household. I mean, in my mind, I'm you know, kind of a daydreamer, so to speak. But in my mind, I just imagined Jesus' heart beating, you know, in the center of our home as what was the driving force in everything that we do and that we say and how we are. And that it should be that. And to try and remind people as well when they're not behaving in a way they should, our children.
I agree. You know, that's beautiful that's exactly how I feel about this enthronement. It was well said by someone that had their home enthroned, a friend of ours named Bob. He cried after his family's enthronement, and he said, you know, Kristen, I felt like I just made like a sacrament with my family. There's no real sacrament together as a family. We attend sacraments as a family, but it was that powerful that it moved him to tears because it's something that it unites you in prayer. And once you're a praying family, you're a domestic church, and you bring Christ to everyone. So it's very powerful. In fact, Saint Mother Teresa felt that the surest way to bring Jesus into the home was through home enthronements, and she would do as many homes as she could in Calcutta.
That's amazing. I did not know that.
It's very personal, though. When you invite him, Jesus will not force his way into your home. Mm-mm. He wants to be invited. And so when it's if it's placed in your heart, if you're listening to this radio station, I greatly encourage you to learn more, to give us a call, to look on our website. And my number's on there. You can call me anytime, and we'll let you know how you can get started.
Right, right. And the website I have available for you is the www.bluearmy.com. Does that sound right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's beautiful. And so I want
to... There is a link to Home Enthronement.
Okay.
So you can listen to... You'll be able to listen to this radio airing as well as another one that was on. And there's lots of information on there. There's also the kit that you can purchase. And it has everything that you need to conduct the ceremony in your home, in your business, in your school, in your church. It can be extended beyond the traditional building of a home. It's really for your hearts, and Jesus wants to remain everywhere. We did school enthronements in our area as well. My children's school was enthroned at Our Lady of Peace.
You know, as we continue talking about this, and I'm just, you know, feeling all warm and fuzzy about imagining the heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, there are two other images that are really seem to all go really hand in hand. One is divine mercy, because of the way he opens up the cloak to reveal that mercy from his heart. I feel like they're very, very closely linked as well. Can you speak on that? Can you speak more on that as well? Because it just seems they're so profoundly linked. Because I can read from the diary and think, oh, this could just be Sacred Heart, you know.
I agree. I think many saints have had revelations to Jesus's heart and just the boundless mercy and love that he has for us. He has given us these beautiful images of the divine mercy of the Sacred Heart. And he greatly wants them to be connected and promoted alongside his mother's heart, her sorrowful and immaculate heart. And that's why the Home Enthronement Program through World Apostle of Fatima has the two hearts side by side from Jesus and Mary, because he actually, Jesus requested that his heart, this is words that he told Lucia, tell everyone that the heart of Jesus wants the immaculate heart to be venerated at his side. So he wants our hearts to be venerated next to his mother. So I think that's very important to tell as well.
Right. Yeah. To have the images side by side or just in the home, I think all of it really works. Yeah. I have just one, a friend had gotten me just for my birthday a year ago. Thank you, Diane Lucina, for my Immaculate Heart image. And then with my enthronement, I had the Sacred Heart image, which I've had side by side for a long time. And the Fatima connection is still so amazing. So if just from what you said, she during her apparitions, she was revealing to Lucia to really try to encourage this devotion as well, and that they are side by side.
Yeah, Santa actually told Lucia before she was dying. I'm sorry. So before dying, Jacinta told Lucia, tell everyone that the heart of Jesus wants the Immaculate Heart to be venerated at his side. So
that's so beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's almost just so profound. I'm sitting here taking it in a little bit because I'm going, golly, just the imagery in my mind is like, oh, that's so beautiful. And the Fatima in general, since she said that last year, folks, I think that's like, we should really probably listen.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It was 100th year that we had just celebrated. In fact, I'm looking at this book that was given to me this year, too. I received multiple books from, it says, We Consecrate Ourselves to You Forever. And that song is in our program as well. And the sister that created that song had these pamphlets made up. And it's a beautiful image of Jesus and Mary holding hands together of the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's so beautiful. I'll have to get that image placed on our website if I can. It's just so...
Yeah. And if you wouldn't mind
so
just
loving.
Sending to me and
yeah.
We'll put it up sure. On our Facebook page at KEDC, Red Sea. Also, I want to just, you know, this was so beautiful. And I love when Jesus does this with me. So I have, you know, I get the daily emails from Divine Mercy. And today is the wound in my heart. Yes. Can you believe that? I'm like, Jesus, you're so good to me. Mm-hmm. So I want to read this very brief meditation from the diary of Faustina, which just goes so well with what we're talking about today. It says,
yes.
From all my wounds, like from streams, Mercy flows for souls, but the wound in my heart is the fountain of unfathomable mercy. From this fountain spring all graces for souls. The flames of compassion burn me. I desire greatly to pour them out upon souls. Speak to the whole world about my mercy. So you can just see how his mercy flows directly from his sacred heart.
Just like the images of the sacred heart and the divine mercy image of Jesus. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with all of us.
That just ties, the theme here in his heart. And me just being, by temperament anyway, I'm fairly sanguine. It just resonates with me when I think about emulating the heart of Christ, having the eyes of Christ, having the heart like Christ. And what does that mean? That means, the showing mercy to everyone and our faults and our shortcomings and with myself as well. But, trying to love more like him because we love from our heart. So that's, I don't know, that's part of my personal walk.
That's awesome. And, I think Jesus just places these people in our path that need his heart. And so when you are united in this special way with him, like we're speaking about today through the home enthronement, you are actually bringing Christ to everyone that you meet. You're bringing his love, his peace, his graces that flow through you. So that's wonderful that you are experiencing that in your home and in the people that you encounter on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I just really have such a heart, no pun intended, or maybe so, to spread this devotion to the Sacred Heart, but indeed the enthronement. I work in fertility care, and I work with families, and I believe that one way is to strengthen our families. We need all these tools. Our beautiful Mother Church gives us so many tools to strengthen families because we are the core of the society and the culture indeed. And one of these ways to strengthen the family is a home enthronement in your home. And I just really encourage you to visit bluearmy.com to look at home enthronements, read more about it. Again, invite your priest or deacon friend over to do this enthronement with your family. It's really beautiful. But, we'd be remiss in our duties if we didn't talk about the 12 promises that Jesus revealed. And I have them. Do you have them in front of you?
I have them as well.
Please.
No. We'll
well, these were made to St. Margaret Mary of Alacoque to the practice of devotion to his Sacred Heart. So go ahead, Kristen, tell us more about this.
They've all been fulfilled in people that have had their homes. I have witnessed this happen. So that's awesome.
Okay, so the first one is, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life. Do you want to read the second one?
I will establish peace in their homes.
I will console them in all their troubles.
I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death.
I will pour abundant blessings on all of their undertakings.
Sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy.
There we go with the mercy, Kristen.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Tepid souls shall become fervent.
Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection.
I will bless the homes where an image of my heart shall be exposed and honored.
I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts.
Those who propagate this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be effaced.
I promise thee, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who communicate on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment.
That's beautiful. I don't know about you, but First Fridays are getting pretty crowded in my community. How about you?
Yes, they are. We're doing lots of devotions as far as holy hours and masses. So it's very beautiful. In fact, my children, they started going to church on First Fridays at school. they go to a Catholic school, but I think it's just awesome that they're having these devotions throughout our diocese.
That's so true. And I just want to encourage our listeners that if part of this show is really speaking to you today, that you will contemplate Christ's heart and his mercy and his unfathomable love for you. I mean, that is one of the main, I think, emphasis in my heart that's really been transformative to me as a Catholic for this past 26 years is when I started to realize that part of my duty was to let Christ love me and transform me. And he sure has done that through the Sacred Heart devotion.
And me as well. It's very true. So I pray that the listeners will find in their hearts to have this done for themselves and for their families, because Jesus so wants to love you in that manner.
So does. So yes, contemplate his heart. Contemplate his face, a holy gaze. That's one of my favorite prayers as well. They kind of go hand in hand. Holy gaze and the Sacred Heart. So yes, I can't encourage enough people to look into it locally. I'm not sure if our local bookstores still have enthronement packages, but they have in the past.
Also, if you have a Blue Army in your area, I would encourage you to contact them, because they may have some of these materials already. That way you don't have to go out and seek them. They can bring them to you. Like, I help promote in our area, so they will call me and I will bring the materials to the enthronement and help set up
awesome.
In that manner.
Why don't you explain briefly what the Blue Army is? We've got about maybe a minute.
Okay. Well, the Blue Army was started, of course, through the Fatima message. And what we do is try to promote the message of Fatima. And under that umbrella is the Home Enthronement Program. So that's where I fall under in all of this. But back in the 1900s, when Mary did come to the Fatima children and revealed her love for all of us through them, this was created to honor her, to share her message with everybody.
That's just so beautiful. And Kristen, I love when we get to be together, and I pray one day, if the good Lord wills it, that you and I will actually get to meet face to face. I feel such a kindred spirit in you, definitely. So I thank you for your work, your hard work, and
God bless you.
Oh well, thank
yours
you. He
well.
Has.
Thank you for promoting this
you.
Donation. I will pray for you. Please pray for me.
I will. Thank you so much, Kristen. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to listen to about the Sacred Heart. A devotion and the enthronement. But until then, I just pray that you will go and love your neighbor.
God bless you.
Thank you, Kristen.